Red Dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Woo!
Clifford's big surprise.
Elizabeth would love this. I'm gonna go find her.
She's not here. Not here either.
Go find her. Where is everybody? Huh? Maybe everyone went down to greet the fairy. I'm gonna go see.
Be careful, Pedro. I am being careful, Victor.
The balloons! You got them! Thanks.
You're welcome, Emily Elizabeth.
Clifford's going to love them.
Oh, thank you both. Oh no! It's Clifford!
It's Clifford!
Pedro and I will hide the balloons.
Clifford, I don't have time to play right now.
Don't worry, Emily Elizabeth. Everything's under control.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Pedro.
Anytime.
Anytime.
I know you want to play, but... Uh-oh. Whoa! What I mean is... I'm sort of busy.
Hmm?
Oh, fun, but I don't have time to play right now. Sorry, Clifford. I have, too much to do.
Oh!
Till Clifford sees this present, T-Bone. This is definitely my best idea ever.
Your best idea?
Okay, okay, our best idea. Just look at it, T-Bone. Doesn't it just make you want to drool?
Yeah, it sure does.
From.
Clifford!
Uh-oh, we don't want him to see this.
Cleo, I don't think you...
Shh!
But Cleo...
You'll give the surprise away.
Hey, guys, there you are.
Oh, hiya, Clifford.
Hi, Cleo. What's wrong with T-Bone?
Oh, he had onions for breakfast. They give him awful breath, you know.
This is my new toy. Wanna play?
Well, we'd like to, but... You know, I gotta take T-Bone home so he can brush his teeth and gargle with mouthwash. So how about we just meet you at the park later, okay? Okay, see ya, bye.
Okay. Well, good luck with the gargling, T-Bone. Maybe there's someone to play with at the dune this morning.
Yeah.
There he goes. Whew, that was a close one. Now all we gotta do is... Hey, where's the wagon? Huh? Oh, no. Why didn't you tell me?
But I...
Well, come on, let's go get it.
This is the best birthday cake you've ever made, Dad.
It's for someone pretty special. After all, there's only one.
Clifford! What should we do?
Quick, hide behind the bush.
That was a close one, huh, Dad?
Yes, but I think we're going to need some more frosting.
No one here to play with. What a boring day. Nothing to do. Cleo and T-Bone can't play till later. Emily's busy. No one else is around. Oh, boring, boring, boring. Hey. Perfect shot. Let's try that again. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! This is fun! I guess playing alone isn't so bad after all.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Clifford!
Emily Elizabeth!
Clifford!
Whoa, whoa.
Where is she? Where's Emily Elizabeth?
Clifford!
There she is!
Clifford!
Surprise!
Happy birthday, Clifford! That's why none of us could play with you all day, Clifford. I hope you weren't too lonely. We were all just working hard to make sure your surprise party was the best ever. You were surprised, weren't you? I guess that means yes. Happy birthday, Clifford. You're the best dog in the whole world. Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Heat Busters. On the hottest day anyone could remember, Speckle and his friends just couldn't stay cool. Not even in the wading pool. Everyone wanted to play and have fun, but it was just too hot to do their favorite things. Then, Speckle thought of a way they could play and stay cool. He brought over some ice cubes and plopped them in the pool. Then started a game of catch the cube. Then, twirling the garden hose, Speckle made a water jump rope. Soon, the grass was all wet and slippery. And Speckle led the way in a water slide across the yard. Giggling and joyful, the friends all agreed. Speckle's new way of playing was totally cool. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Well, would you look at this? I hate to give someone a parking ticket on Founders Day, T-Bone, but this car shouldn't be parked here.
Hi, Sheriff Lewis. Happy Founders Day.
Hello, Emily Elizabeth. Say, you think Clifford could help me out by moving this car?
I think he'd be happy to.
Woof!
Thank you so much, Clifford.
Woo.
I was just on my way to the beach to help set things up for the Founders Day fireworks tonight.
I can't wait.
It should really be something. They're gonna have fireworks of all the most important people ever to live on Birdwell Island.
The Founders Day fireworks are always terrific.
Say, Emily Elizabeth, I wonder if you and Clifford could do me another little favor.
We'll try.
Would you two mind if T-Bone kind of hung around with you today? He gets a little jumpy around fireworks. He doesn't like loud noises much. See what I mean?
I have to go help Mom at the store for a while, but I'm sure Clifford would love to spend time with T-Bone. Right, Clifford?
Come on, sweetie. Come on out. Oh, you are so adorable. You're gonna outshine the Founders Day fireworks tonight. You run along and play now, sweetie.
Look, T, it's Cleo. It is?
Hi, guys.
You look great.
Thanks. I'm gonna outshine the Founders Day fireworks tonight.
Fireworks? Don't talk about the fireworks, Cleo. T-Bone's got a big problem with loud noises.
Really? How come you never told us you don't like loud noises before?
I didn't want you to think I was a big scaredy cat or something.
We'd never think that, T-Bone.
I know. It's just, I wish I wasn't scared of loud noises. I'd love to watch those fireworks.
With a little help, you can.
You think so?
I don't know, but we can try.
I don't like this very much. It's so noisy.
I know. I don't like it either.
Well, I don't either. So I'm gonna do something about it.
What are you gonna do, Cleo?
I'm gonna make noise right back at it. Like this.
Whoa!
When something scares you, you can try to scare it right back. Go on, T-Bone. Try it.
Come on. Let her rip. Come on, Clifford, join in.
Okay. How was that?
Wow. Do it again. Do it again.
Doesn't that feel good, T-Bone? T-Bone?
Well, that didn't work.
We need a better plan.
What are you gonna do, Clifford?
Maybe it'll be easier if you get used to loud noises slowly.
Just a little bit at a time.
Okay, a little bit at a time.
Boo.
That wasn't so bad. What's next?
Ready, T-Bone?
Ready. That's not so bad. I don't think I'm gonna like this.
You can do it, T.
Yikes! Oh.
You're doing great, T-Bone.
Can we stop now?
Just one last thing.
That's gonna make a big noise when he drops it, huh?
Mm-hmm. A really big noise. Well, not really big.
Go ahead, Clifford. I'm ready. Drop it.
Hooray for T-Bone!
Yeah, I did it!
Yeah, let's go find him.
Come on, T-Bone, please come out.
Yeah, please. No, I'm never coming out. I'm nothing but a big scaredy cat.
You're not a scaredy cat, T-Bone. You just don't like loud noises.
Besides, it's like I told you, everyone's afraid of something, even if it doesn't make sense to other people. I'm afraid of the dark.
Really?
Yep. I can't even sleep at night without my glow-in-the-dark hedgehog toy.
What about you, Clifford? I bet you're not afraid of anything.
Spiders.
Spiders?
Uh-huh. I know they're really friendly, but for some reason, they just scare me.
See, T, everyone's scared of something, even if it's not for a good reason.
And if loud noises scare you, then we'll just forget about going to the fireworks tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Clifford and I will stay right here with you tonight, T. We wouldn't think of leaving you alone.
You don't have to stay with me.
Okay, great. We'll see you tomorrow.
No. Don't worry about it, T-Bone. We want to stay here with you. Right, Cleo?
Right, we want to. Really.
And we can all watch the fireworks together, right here at your house.
It's important to try new things. That's how you learn. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is believe in yourself.
Hiya, T-Bone. Want to play ball with Clifford and me?
Sure. I get better at this game every time we play.
Okay, then. Let's play.
Can I try that again? I know I can do it this time.
Okay, here it comes.
I did it! I hit it!
I remember the first time we played, you couldn't hit the ball at all.
I knew that if I just kept working at it and doing my best, I'd get better.
So let's keep playing.
Believing in yourself helps you to try your best and to keep on trying. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is believe in yourself.